Blog Talk Radio.
Wondering, why is this white man telling me to read the Bible, to feed his sheep? Because he is not white. Our father is black. And I hope you sheep have been listening and studying it up like I have been. I learned today that California was like dark-skinned black Indians, like my great-granddaddy was dark-skinned Indian, you know? So I'm learning that America was taken from people who were already settled here and have taught me in school as I was going to school to learn how to become an educator. I would have been teaching the same thing that I was taught, a lie. I'm glad that at first I wanted, and I still want to finish at this late game, this late date in the game. I still want to go finish getting my education from a university or a college. But I have been studying on my own. I'm learning so much more that this white education was teaching me to lie to my black people, black folks. We learned that we huge settlement in California before Christmas, Columbus even landed in this land. And my German teacher, I think it was around 84 or 85, he taught me that Christopher Columbus did not set foot in this America. And I wanted to know why. He said that Christopher Columbus got sick and he had to return. I don't think he ever set foot in America. The truth has not been told by America. I have always wondered why would this black man, what is it now, Christmas Atticus, would stand up and die for this country. This country was being taken over by European country, and it was already settled. Black folks were settled, Indians. And I'm finding out, the more I find out, people who are listening to me, those who believe in the Bible as well as those who don't and are listening to me, I learned today. I'm telling you that our country was full of black people in California. And my great-grandfather was from Louisiana. And so was my granddaddy and grandma. Excuse me, see, I'm Helen to Belt. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath to everyone. This is only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And if you read further, you're supposed to keep it holy and rest on a Saturday. You don't go to work. Get yourself another job if you can, where you don't have to work on Saturdays. I read from the Holy Bible. What is it called? The Old and New Testament. I'm looking at my Bible front cover. I just read from the Bible now. And I don't see a name. I read from the Bible. I ask you, see, to read. I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. As well as Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And there you will find the Ten Commandments. But not only just those books that I have mentioned, I want you to read. There are things that you should obey and remember to do. I want you to, for instance, read Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5, where women are not supposed to dress as men, and you should wear your skirts or your dresses, and a man is not supposed to dress as a woman, as well as if you look in the book of Ephesians, it tells you to put your whole breast of righteousness on. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. And that's, you'll find that Ephesians in the New Testament, but I prefer the Old Testament, and that I have been reading to you all for a little of time. Now, saints, sheep, let me tell you that on September the 28th, this Monday, is another feast day of our Father. It's the Day of Atonement, a day of fasting and repentance. That's what we are to do for Atonement Day. We are to fast and pray for forgiveness for whatever we have done wrong. Some things you may remember, and those sometimes there are things that you don't remember. But I ask God to remember me, and I want to go where God is. So we want to be delivered. We want to be delivered from sin. We want salvation. We want to be delivered from sin and the consequences of whatever we have done wrong. When you do something that you know is wrong, or in some cases you may not know that it's wrong, you will have to pay for it. And that's a consequence. No one told me. I was just told what to do was the right things. But in case you do something that is wrong, you will have to pay for it. There is a consequence for it, from it. Again, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Earlier, I have forgotten that it was the King James Version of the Bible. I also want you to remember this Sabbath starts on the evening, like on a Friday evening, and all day tomorrow will be our Sabbath day. It's starting right now in the evening time, and it's ending tomorrow in the evening time, around this time. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. And what are they? Your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down anything that I may read to you all today. And some of you are technological savvy. You have like your notepads and your notebooks and whatever technological gadgets. Well, I have the computer, and what I must learn is to do all the things that are on the computer. So I won't be so computer illiterate. It's a good thing to know how to operate your computers and all these electronic gadgets that are out there now. So I'm looking at my blackboard on my computer. It says that I am to read 1 Kings 18. Well, I tell you, sheep, that I have read past 1 Kings 18. Now I am in 2 Kings, is where I left off. And I plan to pick up there today in a few moments from now. What I want you to start doing is turn to 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 10, and that's where I will pick it up reading. Also, I want to say to you, that I want you all to turn up Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge." And God says that He will reject you you haven't gotten, you have rejected me, seeing that you have forgotten the law of God. I want your sheep to read the Ten Commandments. I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus 20, verses 3 through 17. I've told you that already. Then, too, I want you to read 2 Timothy chapter. I want you to study to show yourself approved under God, a workman that needeth not a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Also, I want you to put your whole armor on. That's in New Testament, chapter 6, verse 4. Put on your whole breastplate of armor, of righteousness. So once you get sick, sickness just came up on me 2 times in a row. Without, I was feeling good one moment, and the next moment I was sick. I was hot, praying, Lord, help me. I didn't know what was going on, but I had to put on my breastplate of armor, of righteousness, and I started coming back to my senses because I was... That thing was trying to take me out of here last week and the week before that. On Tuesday, seems like every Tuesday morning, some kind of spell hits me. And it's, I don't know what that's from. I tried to go to the doctor to take care of myself. But some of the things that the doctor may prescribe, I don't want to take because I don't feel like I should be putting all the junk, this stuff in my body. But nonetheless, let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 13 and start reading. Hold on for a moment while I get there, please. Okay, I'm there now. I'm going to read 2 Kings 13 and 10. I will start reading there, chapter 13 and 10, and I will read as much as I possibly can and then go out there. Hopefully, I will say everything that I should say. 2 Kings chapter 13. Verse 10, in the 30th and 7th year of Joash, king of Judah, began Joash, the son of Jehoshaphat, to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 16 years. I want to spell those names out to you. Joash is spelled J-E-H-O-A-S-H. Jehoshaphat is spelled J-E-H-O-A-H-A-Z. Now let me go down to chapter 11. Let's pick up there. And he did which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Okay. So let me start again. In the 30th and 7th year of Joash, king of Judah, began Joash, the son of Jehaz, to reign over Israel in Samaria. He reigned 16 years. So it was Joash, son of Josheth, reigned 16 years in Samaria. Read along with me, see, so that you can really know what I am trying to say and reading to you. If I'm reading incorrectly, I want to read correctly because I want my Father in heaven to tell me, well, good, thy faithful servant. I want him to call me when it's my time to go. He was called and say, well, good, my faithful servant. And I'm trying to be faithful. Verse 11, and he did that which was even evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked therein, and he rested. And he rest, verse 12, the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did and his might wherewith he fought against Amasa, king of Judah. And that's spelled, I may be pronouncing the name incorrectly, but it's spelled A-M-A-Z-H, king of Judah. Are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam set up on his throne, and Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And that's, I didn't know that the kings of Israel were buried in Samaria. I didn't know that. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness hereof, he died. And Joash, king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and over my father, the chariots of Israel, the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take bow an arrow. And he took unto him bow and arrow. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elijah put his hand upon the king's head. I'm trying to belch. And he said, open the windows eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Samaria, for thou shalt smite the Samaritans in Apex till thou hast consumed them. And he said, the arrows, and he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote three times, and stayed. The man of God was wroth, that means angry, with him, and said, thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then thou shouldst smite Samaria till thou hast consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice, 3 times. He will smite Syria 3 times. And Elijah died, and they buried him, and the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass, as they buried a man, that they spied upon a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elijah. And when the men went down and touched the bones of Elijah, he revived. Revive means to resuscitate or bring back again. And stood up on his feet. Let me read that again. He revived and stood upon his feet. So he resuscitated the guy, Elijah. Hazael of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Joash, and the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and respect unto them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and could not destroy them, neither cast them from his presence as yet. And Hazael, king of Syria, died, and Benadad, his son, reigned in his stead. And Joash, the son of Joash, took again out of the hand of Benadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Joash, his father, by war. 3 times did Joash beat him and recovered the cities of Israel. So, Syria, see, I want you to read Psalms 83. I am all those countries that fought against us were supposedly dark-skinned people like me. I am dark brown, and I'm trying to figure out where did the white people come in. If I keep reading and studying, I will know that. I don't know where they came in. Just like this guy I was listening to, he says that some of you, some of us black folks are trying to figure out where the white folks come in. And he's saying that he did not, he is not one of us. And it's true, white people are not like us. We learned that in our history books in the 11th grade. I think I was in the 10th or 11th grade when I was taught that we are stronger than they are, and we don't exercise it. That's why when they jump on us, it does not be one man. It be three or four, maybe five or six of them jumping on us. We used to be stronger, but we have gotten away from our Father. Read our books. Read this Bible. Even though they say that most of the stuff is here, the white men wrote, but some of it, I read that we must discern what's right and what's wrong. So when we listen to someone speaking to us, we have to discern whether or not they are speaking truth or if they are full of excrement. And you spell it S-H-I-T. Now, let's go into 2 Kings, chapter 14, and is read as much of it as we can. In the second year of Joash, son of Joahaz, king of Israel, reigned. Amasa, son of Joash, king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. Reign is another word for rule. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name, Jehoshaphat, that's spelled G-J-E-H-O-A-D-E-A-N of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father, according to all the things as Joash his father did. Howbeit, the high places that were taken away, as yet the people did sacrifices and burnt offerings and burnt incense in the high places. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants which had slain the king his father. But the children of the murdered Russ he slew not, according unto which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the law commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor fathers, but every man be put to death for his own sin. He slew Edom in the valley of Sot 10,000 and took Selah by war and called upon it Hill, that's spelled J-O-K-T-H-E-E-L,
unto this day. Then Amasa sent messengers to Joash, the son of Joash, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one another in the face. And Joash, the king of Israel, let me read verse 9 again. And Joash, the king of Israel, sent to Amasa, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon was sent to the cedar in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trode down the thistle. Trode means to walk over the thistle. Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thy heart has lifted thee up. Glory of this, his carry in his home, waited his home. For why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? But Amasa would not hear. Therefore, Joash said, Israel went up, and he that Amasa, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth-Emet, belonged to Judah. And Judah was put to the worst before Israel, and they fled every man to their tents. And Joash, king of Israel, said to Amasa, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Amasa, and Beth Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and break down the walls of Jerusalem, the gate of Ephraim, unto the corner gates, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, all that the vessels, and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the treasures of the king's house, hostages, and returned to Samaria. The rest of the acts of Joash, which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Ahaz, the king of Judah, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Joash slept fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And Joab and Joabam, the king of Israel. Let me read that over again, verse 16. And Joash slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And Jeroboam, his son, reigned in his stead. And Amasa, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of and the rest of the acts of the Amaziah, are they not written in the books of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Have they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem? And he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and slew him there. Excuse me, Steve. I am going to stop at verse 20 and say the closing prayer, and hopefully I want you to finish reading chapter 14, because I stopped at verse 20. You read it all, and then I want you to read chapter 15 for me. When you do that shit, I know you will. Let's say a closing prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your constant protection. Even though when we are weak, we remember to call on you, and you remove that weak feeling from us. You bring us back. Thank you for finding the lost sheep. And I know that you are going to do and say all the things that I can belch you. The things that you said you would do to the Gentiles. And Father, I want you to do them, what you said you were going to do. I have not known you to lie that the Gentiles lie. In Jesus' name, I say, in Yeshua's name, as better known as Jesus. And in James chapter 15, verse 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will live and be with you next time. Next time is Tuesday. I want you to remember this Monday is a holiday. That's the day of atonement that we must. I want you to go to iTunes and Google Play, not Google Play, but Apple Play, and purchase this song that my nephew and his friend produced, High and Lifted Up. Do that for me. And I thank you, Sheik. Remember, God loves you. And I love you too. But God loves you more. It says 25 seconds here.
Help your children.
Oh.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know
we've got to walk on.
walk on through temptation, 'cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.